You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You asked me how, like I said, well, Miles wins in the end. You go, well, how does Miles win? I said, he always wins in the end. He gets his money and he uses the media however he wants. He stood there. I saw the reaction. He waits a week and a half to say anything. And the reaction from the fans are, remember, this is Browns fans who just want to go out and win. And ultimately, in their heart of hearts, they go, hey, it's speeding tickets. We've all had speeding tickets. Like, some of the things that other guys have been accused of, you'd like to hear something on them. And I think the Browns fans want to hear something on them. But when it comes to speeding tickets, while it can be serious, everybody sat there with their son going, Junior, what the hell are you doing? Or everybody's been the son hearing, Junior, what the hell are you doing? Everybody's been through it, mostly. So you can be upset, but it's been a week and a half. So the immediate reaction is, why are you guys still talking about this? What's going on here? Why are we still talking about this? Typical Cleveland media, which is some of the nicest media you're going to find, as Lima will always tell you. Typical Cleveland media. Can't let a story go.
This is one of the easiest cities to play football in. I don't think that people realize that.
Cleveland.
Imagine if this were Philadelphia.
So they're on.
They win Super Bowls and they want to fire the coach 4 weeks
in. They're on Miles' side. Miles knows he's not losing any fans over it. Miles knows he's not losing any sleep over it. And also, Miles knows whenever he needs something that needs to be put out there, we'll all line up and do it. What am I going to do? If I was actually upset, I can only be honest with you guys. If I were actually upset and Miles calls me up and goes, Ken, I need you to do something for me here. I want to put out a story here. No, I'm mad at you. Why, Ken? Because you wouldn't answer the questions about speeding. I question myself as the words come out. So all of us will take the opportunity.
Well, it seems like
to break a story. I'm not even a reporter, but take the opportunity to break a story. So he gets the money. He still has the accolades, and he still has the people cooperating with him.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't think the questions should have been asked. Are you annoyed that the questions were asked?
No, the questions are fine to be asked. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. I'm not upset with the questions being asked. Go ahead and ask the questions. But I'm just not surprised. I'm not mad at him for not answering them. And maybe you think I should be mad at him. Maybe you care more about this than I thought you did.
No, it's not. Definitely not mad. I'm just surprised. I'm surprised. It would have been the very easiest thing in the world to have a great moment that everybody would rally behind. And instead, he's not getting that. Yeah, I'm still seeing people are annoyed. People either don't care or they are really annoyed with him. He could have eliminated all of the annoyance by just answering the question and putting a nice tone on it. Like, you know, I've definitely made mistakes on the road. I know one nearly cost me my life, but I'm not gonna be some hazard to the community. You don't have to worry about me if you're driving on sharing the same road as me. If he would have said something like that, everybody would have been like. Instead, he's not getting that. Instead, he's getting either people mad at the media, which they're always mad at the media, whatever. But they're also getting the people that are deeply annoyed because they're saying things like, why can't he be a leader? Why can't he be a leader? Like, he wouldn't have to deal with anything.
Because
of that. That's where I don't think he wins.
I don't think he. Well, but I don't think those people are going to really hold it against him in the end.
Well, it's just
when he's a first ballot Hall of Famer,
something
people
bring
gonna turn his back on him at his Hall of Fame speech.
And you've seen it. He has one game against Houston in the playoffs where he is a non-factor, and immediately people go to, oh, defensive player of the year, leader, big $125 million, whatever the contract was. Like, that's when they go to it. That's when he loses. They just look for things to pile on.
But in the end,
in the big games when he might not have a big game.
But in the end, he's still the guy who didn't do anything terrible. Like, we know right and wrong. We all have right and wrong. This is a speeding ticket. I know terrible things happen. We always couch it with that. But it's another speeding ticket. Compared to all the other skeletons and other closets that we hear about football players, this is definitely at the bottom, no matter how angry we want to act. He still has the accolades. He still has the money. He still has the first ballot Hall of Fame. He still probably gets his jersey retired here. What's the loss? What's the loss? And I would love for him to go 60 and a 60 or 69 and a 60 if we can do that. I don't know, 6'7", something with the kids. Gabe was showing us something with that. So maybe he can go 67 and a 60. I don't know, man. I think that, again, you go down that stretch of 71, I think anybody with common sense should know that, yeah, there's cops sitting all over the place there.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
But that's where he is. That's where it is. So I can act outraged and act holier than thou. I'm not. And I know that there's things that other guys have been accused of in this league. It doesn't make it 100% right.
Yeah, they play for the Browns.
It doesn't make me.
It's about seven of them.
It doesn't make me outraged over it. It doesn't make me outraged. And I'm not mad. I just came to expect it, really. I don't expect more out of them.
Yeah,
well, I don't expect more.
Yeah, you've lowered the bar in terms of like leadership and stuff for Miles. You're just not asking for it anymore for Miles.
Exactly.
I know the minute he signs that contract, that's what people like to bring up. So they want him to be perfect. They want him to never be in the news for anything outside of football once he signed that contract.
But I think that if you paid attention to this football team and Miles Garrett on this football team for 9 years, I think you know not to expect anything more. I brought it up before. If you are looking for leadership from him, I know he makes the most money. I know he's the best player on the defense, but that doesn't equate to leadership. If you're looking for leadership from him, you're looking in the wrong place. And it's a tough thing to say. I'd love him to be a big-time leader, the heart and soul, the Reggie White of this defense. It ain't him.
Really sounds like it ain't him. Instead of the speeding, if Ken Carmen were at the press conference, it sounds like that would be the question you'd be asking Miles. Because, why aren't you the leader? How could you possibly not be? You're the guy that's been here. You've seen it all. You've played for all these coaches. You're a marvelous player.
But
you could go down
have that,
in history as the best player ever in the history of the Browns.
But you know what?
Is that in play?
It's already done.
No, the best player in the history of the Browns.
Isn't that
in play?
Jim Brown is
but
the best player
in play
the history
with Miles?
Of the Browns.
He still doesn't have years ahead of him?
He's got years ahead of him, but I mean, Jim Brown was mythological. And I know Miles is great. Is Miles mythological? Like, Jim Brown was just this otherworldly thing. Now, again, I'm listening to ghost stories. Obviously, I never saw Jim Brown play. So who knows what we'll say about Myles Garrett in 30 years for the kids who never saw Myles Garrett play. Maybe that is in play. Maybe I have to look at it a different perspective. But I'm going to tell you this. If I questioned Myles, like if I did an interview, or if I just decided, you know what, I'm going to let it rip. Myles is going to sit here and he's going to hear a piece of my mind for the next 5 minutes. I don't think speeding tickets are going to get brought up. It's not going to be speeding tickets that make me upset. It's going to be another terrible loss with another terrible quarterback having another terrible performance, and then I just lose my mind and I go, you know, why does Anthony, and it's the same track, pull the string on me and let it run again. Why does Anthony Walker Jr. got to give the speeches? Why does Rodney McLeod got to give the speeches? You know, why is the quarterback that we used to have, when it came between you or him, why is the quarterback that we used to have all of a sudden the 38th best player in that team's franchise history all of a sudden? Why is it that way? Like, that would be brought up if I really wanted to get nasty about it. But then I go, well, you got 16 sacks, and we haven't had a quarterback. And we went out and traded for a quarterback who runs himself into sacks, can't read defenses, can't stay healthy. Okay, it's not all your fault, I guess. And again, you're really, really good. So if you fill your end of the bargain up on the field, there's only so much I can say.
But it's funny because Haslam did bring up when he was asked, after all the trade rumors
that was lip service.
And Jimmy Haslam absolutely said, you know, we're gonna look for some leadership out of our dominant pass rusher.
Well, you can go looking for it, but I don't think you're gonna find it. It's that simple. And I wish it was different. I wish he used, you know, I remember Joe crying when they won the football game in 2016. I remember the pain, the stories that he shared with us both off and on the air. I wish that he would use that as some sort of a cautionary tale of like, hey, man, you only have a finite amount of time. But I don't know how much that matters. I think he wants to win, but I think that at the end of it, maybe he's okay with the career. And will I in 10 years, like say his career ends in 4 years, in 9 years, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, will I be sitting here at 48 years old going, oh, my God, yeah, but we lacked leadership with him? I don't know. I mean, maybe something crazy is going to happen here in the next year or so. I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to line right up with everybody else and say great things about him and how great of a defensive player he was. And honestly, it's weird. The speeding tickets, beside the speeding tickets, which don't make you a bad person, it can make you goofy, but it don't make you a bad person. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I understand there's one incident that happened on a football field, but you and I know that we have our theory about that, and we take his side on that, and you and I have been on the record about it. So, there you are.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.